وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أدى الأمانة وكشف الغمة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد ما ذكره الذاكرون الأبرار. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد ما تعاقب الليل والنهار. أما بعد، موضوع خطبة هذا اليوم إن شاء الله أو مجلس ذكر هذا اليوم إن شاء الله حول الجن، كيف نحمي أنفسنا من الجن وماذا نعرف عن الجن. والله سبحانه يقول وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون، وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. The topic of today is going to be about the jinn. The jinn. Allah subhanahu created the jinn first and the mankind. And subhanAllah, the purpose of creation is to worship Allah subhanahu, and the proof is what Allah has mentioned in Surah Al-Dhariyat. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. المقصود هو العبادة. The purpose of creation, the purpose of existence is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we are ins, we are human beings, we know our characters, we know our attributes, but we have the jinn. As Prophet mentioned in one of the hadiths, they are our brothers. We should know about them, because alhamdulillah, there are the Muslims, Muslim jinns, and there are non-Muslims, and there are wrongdoers. That's what we're going to see, inshallah. But subhanAllah, unfortunately, they harm. If you don't know what to do, if you harm them without knowledge, they may harm you, or they may harm your children or your family. Then you're going to suffer. As a parent, as a father, or as a mother, you're going to suffer if you don't know anything about that. That's why subhanAllah, so many kids, they suffer from this. They have jinn inside, but you don't know anything. الجن سموا جنا، سموا جنا لاختفائهم عن الأنظار. والجنان في اللغة هو الاختفاء والاستثار. The jinn in Arabic language is like hiding, like something is hiding or someone is hiding. This is in Arabic, means jinn is less from jinn, from اجتنان means hiding. That's why we hear about Jannah. Jannah is like a big garden with the trees, but it hides what is inside of it. Because if you are away, you see just what is up, the trees, but you don't see what is down in the earth. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala khalaqa al-insan wa khalaqa al-jan. Allah khalaqa al-insan min salsalin kal-fakhar. في آية خلق الإنسان من طين وخلق الجان من مارج من نار. المارج من نار، معناه نار شديدة لا دخان لها. الله سبحانه created the human being from or of clay, dust. But Allah created the jinn from fire. From fire. مارج من نار، fire without smoke. Or smokeless fire. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala Rasulillah. Allah created the jinn first as the proof. But Allah SWT says, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. The Malaika said, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءِ. Allah SWT said, I'm gonna put in the earth a khalifa. The malaika said, oh Allah, how are we gonna put someone in the earth who is gonna make mischief and shed blood? How did they know? Because the jinn, they were living in this earth before, and they used to kill each other, they used to steal, they used to do all wrong deeds. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down armies to take them away from the earth. Now they live in the mountains, they live in islands, they live far away. And we're gonna see their places where they live. La ilaha illallah. Some people, they say that the jinn, if the jinn is made of fire, how are they gonna be while they are in the punishments in the fire? SubhanAllah, we say to them, as the scholar said, that the jinn, they were made or they were created from fire. But SubhanAllah, their origin, creation is from fire. But now, their characters and their attributes, that's from fire. I give you example, like for the human being. They were created from dust, from clay. If somebody gets injury in his finger, he doesn't see the clay comes out from his finger. He sees blood. The original was the clay, but now it's something else. SubhanAllah. And the jinn, they have children. They have children. They married, they have wives. And the proof, Allah subhanahu says about Iblis, أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِن دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوا. Allah said about Iblis, about the Satan, O mankind, do you take him and his offspring as best friends, and they know that they are enemy for you? Another ayah, Surah Al-Rahman, لَمْ يَطْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ, means حور العين, they were not be touched by human being or jinn. Means this is proof that the jinn, they give birth and they have children, they have wives, they have husbands. And the jinn, they are the same, they have the same purpose of creation, is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, I have not created the jinn and the mankind except to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the jinn, al-jinn mukallafun, jinn, they are charged to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they have choice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed us the good way, the right path, and the wrong path. You have choice, take which way you want to take. If you take the wrong way, blame just yourself. If you get punishments in this earth, in this dunya, and in the hereafter, blame just yourself. But if you take the right path, congratulations. That's the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say alhamdulillah. And subhanAllah, from their attributes that they eat and they drink. The jinn, they eat and they drink. What they eat? Do you think they eat as we eat? Prophet says that subhanAllah, the food of the jinn are or is the bones and the drops of animals. And we're gonna see that in the hadith, inshallah. Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet said, Abi Hurairah is saying that Prophet orders me to bring some stones for cleaning after using the bathroom. And he said, and do not bring anything, do not bring to me a bone or a drop of animal, means a drop of donkey or horse. That Prophet, then the Abi Huraira asked Prophet why. He said, because the bones and the drops of animals are the food of the jinn. Are the food of the jinn. And Prophet is saying, Inna atani waftu nasibin, means one of the tribes of the jinn, the name was Nasibin from Al Yemen. And they asked the Prophet ﷺ for food. And he said, he made dua for them. He said that any time you pass by any bone, you'll find meat on it. That's food, rizq from Allah. and for the drops of animals is for your beasts, like for your donkeys and stuff that they have in as a gene. Where they live? We don't have any idea where the jinn they live. But do not forget that the jinn are, as Prophet said, are your brothers. Are the brothers of human being. As Prophet said in the hadith, means that the food of the jinn is bones and drops of animals. And he mentioned that they are the food of your brothers. The food of your brothers from the jinn. Where they live? They live in the bad place. Everybody knows that they live in the bathrooms. That's why for the kids, before you enter to the bathroom, enter with the left. Before you enter, say Bismillah. Before you enter to the bathroom, not just for the kids, for the adults. Before you enter to the bathroom, say Bismillah, Allahumma, inni a'udhu bika min al-khubthi wal-khaba'ith. Allahumma, inni a'udhu bika min al-khubthi wal-khaba'ith. O Allah, I seek refuge of you from the bad male of jinn and from the bad female of jinn. Al-khaba'ith, jam khabith. الخبث خبيث الخبائث جمع خبيثة the males and the females of the jinn. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الخبث والخبائث. And do not talk in the bathroom. Do not talk in the bathroom. If somebody called you, make or knock the door, means that you are there. They leave in the bath, like public bath, like what you, some people they have like separates, there is the bathroom separates and the place of shower separates, but they live there too. And they live in the places of dumpsters where you find trashes, and they live in some places that there is no one there, like it, you pass by it, you feel scared. Like beside the rivers, on the corner of some rivers, or in the cemeteries, or you find some houses, like if you pass by forest trees, you find there is a big place of the stairs. That one is, you pass by it towards old hospital, but if you pass by it, subhanAllah, you feel that some, like, you feel scared. The jinn is there, 100%. And they live in the some caves inside of the mountains. That's why we're gonna see what not to do if you wanna be safe from them. Do not speak. Kids, what is this?
What is that?
صلى على رسول الله. صلى على رسول الله. سبحان الله. For the kids of for everyone, if he is going out, if he's outside, listen guys, listen. If you are outside, do not be in like some small halls in the mountains or even in the halls, because they may be the places where the jinns are, and if you harm them right away, they harm you. And there are some places where you see the grains, there are some white places, the place they live there too. And they live in the chests of human being, the Satan is from the jinn. You may ask me, who is Satan and who is the jinn? Allah SWT says in Surah Al-Kahf, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ سبحان الله وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ سُجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كان من الجن ففسق عن أمر ربه. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, asked the malaika to bow down for Adam as an honor to him, they said, they bowed down except Iblis, the big Satan. Iblis was from the jinn. Iblis was not angel, was from the jinn. The jinn, there are so many types of jinn. I'm gonna mention that inshallah. Listen to this. There is a hadith. أن عثمان بن أبي العاص قال قلت يا رسول الله إن القرآن يتفلت مني فوضع يده على صدري وقال يا شيطان أخرج من صدر عثمان فما نسيت شيئا بعده. عثمان بن أبي العاص said, O messenger of Allah, I forgot the Quran quick. Then Prophet ﷺ puts his hand on the chest of Uthman, and he said, Oh Shaitan, get out. Subhanallah. Then he said, Alhamdulillah, I did not forget the Quran since that time. وفي شعب الإيمان عن ثابت قال بلغنا أن إبليس said to Allah, يا ربي إنك خلقت آدم وخلقت بيني وبينه عداوة فسلطني عليه وعلى بنيه. Oh Allah, you created Adam and you made between us enemies, or means we are enemy to each other. Oh Allah, let me defeat him and his offspring, his children. Allah said to him, صدورهم مساكن لك. The chests of human beings are places, are homes for you as Shaitan. And he said, oh Allah, give me more. Allah says, whoever Adam gets one child, you will get 10. Whoever children of Adam gets one child, the Shaitan and the jinn, they will get 10 children. تماما وتمام عن ثابت قال أضاف إبليس said, ربي زدني قال تجري منهم مجرى الدم. And Prophet has mentioned that in the hadith, الشيطان يجري من بني آدم مجرى الدم. The Shaitan is running in the blood of بني آدم. سبحان الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الشيطان said to Allah, oh Allah, give me more. He said, أجلب عليهم بخيلك ورجلك بمعنى وجنودك وشاركهم في الأموال والأولاد. It's in the Quran. Oh Allah, give me more. He said, go over them with your horses and your armies and share with them the money and the children. The Sayyid Prophet said, for the husband and the wife, if they want to sleep together, they should say a dua. Bismillah, Allahumma ajnanibna ash-shaytan wa ajnanib ash-shaytana ma razaqtana. If, subhanAllah, a baby will be that night, the shaytan will never touch him, will never harm him, will never misguide him. That's why, subhanAllah, you see the beauty of the sunnah and the benefits of the sunnah. Adam is saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, you created me and you created Adam and you made us as enemy to each other. And subhanAllah, he has power over me. I cannot defeat him without you, O Allah. Allah subhanahu says, you will get one boy, and subhanAllah, I will send two angels to protect him from the Satan. Adam said, oh Allah, give me more. He said, Al-Hasanatu bi'ashri amthaliha. Oh Allah, oh Adam, you'll make just one hasana, you will get 10. Adam said, oh Allah, give me more. He said, I will never stop forgiving your children and giving them repentance till at the end of the death, at the end of their life. Means if they doing sins and they making forgiveness and they making repentance, Allah will forgive them. But if they don't do that till the last minutes before death, Allah will not forgive them. So how are we gonna know the jinn? By the way, nobody saw the jinn in his original form. Nobody saw that. Maybe the prophets, maybe. But subhanAllah, for the human being, regular human being, they cannot see the jinn in original form. As we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the jinn from smokeless fire. The fire without smoke. SubhanAllah, the Satan and the jinn, they have a very bad image as Allah SWT created them. Means you cannot see them. If you see them, subhanAllah, you get scared. SubhanAllah, may Allah protect us. That's why, subhanAllah, we are teaching and learning how to not to harm them and how to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what to do to make them away from our way, to be protected and to protect our family and our wives. It's a very important subject, subhanAllah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the Quran that talks about Shajarat al-Zaqqum. Shajarat al-Zaqqum, the tree of Zaqqum, is the trees of the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that إِنَّهَا شَجَرَةٌ تَخْرُجُ فِي أَصْلِ الْجَحِيمِ طَلْعُهَا كَأَنَّهُ رُؤُ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Just the form of that tree is like the heads of Satans. Means very bad. The Satan has two horns. The Satan has two horns. That Muslim said, do not make any kind of salat on the time of sunrise and on the time of sunset, because it raises up and goes down between the horns of Shaitan. Between the horns of Shaitan. The Shaitan and the jinn, they see us, but we don't see them. Shaitan and his offspring, his children, they see us. They see you. What are you doing? They see you. They know what you are doing. They sleep with you. They eat with you. If you don't mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you eat, say Bismillah. You eat with the right, Shaitan eats with the left. If you don't say Bismillah, he will eat with you. If you enter your house and you don't say Bismillah, he will enter with you. If you do all things that you see that Shaitan will share it with you, it's better to say Bismillah. Even sleeping with your wife, say Bismillah. Otherwise, Shaitan will share the parts with him. That's the problem. SubhanAllah, so many people, they don't pay attention for this. The jinn sometimes comes as human being. As what happened on the time of the Prophet ﷺ, the Shaitan took the form of Suraq ibn Malik, one of the human beings. Suraq ibn Malik, and he went to the enemies of the Prophet ﷺ to fight against the Prophet ﷺ. But when they were fighting, the Satan saw Jibreel coming down with the army, and he started running away. And they called him, the enemies, Suraqa, where are you going? Come on here. He said, Inni ara ma la taron. I see what you don't see. I see what you don't see. Inni akhafu Allah rabbal alamin. I fear Allah, the Lord of human being. The Shaitan sometimes comes as a black cat. As a cat. Sometimes black. Sometimes as a dog, black dog. And Prophet said, Al kalbu al aswad shaitan. Prophet said that the black dog is Shaitan. The black dog is Shaitan. Shaitan sometimes takes the form as a snake. As a snake. Prophet ﷺ, one day he was with the Sahaba. He was teaching them. Then a bad man, bad image, with bad image and bad smell and very bad clouds came in to the Prophet. He said, who is your Lord? The Prophet said, Allah. He said, who created the heavens? He said, Allah. Who created the earth? Allah. Then he said, who created Allah? Then Prophet ﷺ took his forehead and he puts his eyes down. Then when he wanna see him again, disappear. He said, who is that man? SubhanAllah, he disappeared. He said, that one is Shaitan. That Shaitan came to make you doubt in your deen. Every time you start, the Shaitan starts whispering to you, who created Allah, say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Allah protects me from the Shaitan. Sallu ala Rasulullah. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. SubhanAllah, every day or every night, you see that's one of the dates. He has like a garden of the dates. But every night he sees that the date is diminishing. Means like somebody taking the date at night. Then he said, I'm gonna guard this night. Tonight I'm not gonna sleep. I'm gonna see who is taking my dates. Then SubhanAllah, at night, the middle of the night, somebody came in. Somebody came in, he's like a young boy, but his hands like the hands of the dog. And he took him. SubhanAllah, those Sahaba, you are strong in faith. So, they cannot be scared. They know Allah is with them. Brave hearts. He took him. He said, please leave me. He said, why you do that? He said, are you man? Are you human being or are you jinn? He said, I'm from the jinn. He said, please leave me. I'm taking just this because of my family and my children. They are hungry. And I'm going to teach you something. He said, what? He said, I'm going to teach you something. If you read this, the shaitan will not be close to you, will be away from you. To read Ayat al-Kursi. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. Ayat al-Kursi. If you read this at night, the shaitan will be away from your way. Ayat al-Kursi. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. La ta'khudhu sinatun wa la nawm. Lahu ma fi as-samawati wa ma fi al-ard. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. Read Ayat Kursi before you sleep. Inshallah, nothing will touch you, nothing will harm you, nothing will be close to you. As Prophet said, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ يَنْفِرُ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي تُقْرَأُ فِي سُورَةِ الْبَقَرَةِ. The shaitan will be away or will go away from the house that Surah Al-Baqarah, because Ayat Kursi is inside of Surah Al-Baqarah, where Surah Al-Baqarah is recited. If you cannot recite Surah Al-Baqarah at home, use a CD, type, every 3 days, every 3 nights, make it on. Put it on, the shaitan will be away forever from your house. SubhanAllah, how to protect yourself now? How to protect yourself and your children from the jinn? Please, SubhanAllah, sallu ala Rasulullah. For the sisters, for the brothers, for the kids, do not pour the hot water in the sink without saying Bismillah. Do not pour the hot water in the sink by not mentioning the name of Allah. At least say Bismillah before you start pouring the hot water. Bismillah, because when the shaitan or the jinn hears the name Bismillah, he runs away. When he hears Ayat Kursi, he runs away. Say Bismillah. Otherwise, if you keep doing that, they may harm you. We hear about people, that people, they have jinn inside. Me, I know what I'm saying. One of the family, she's a girl. She never knows how to speak English, speak French. But one day I heard her speaking French. That was French jinn was inside of her. She did something. What's that thing? I don't know, because the parents, they don't teach their children how to protect themselves from the jinn. First, please do not pour the hot water in the jinn. First. Second, if you are away, like in the desert, like away where there is no bathroom, and you want to use the bathroom outside, first say Bismillah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubthi wal-khaba'ith. Even it's there is no bathroom, nothing, just desert. Maybe that desert is place of the jinn. Bismillah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubthi wal-khaba'ith. And do not urine on the holes in the walls or on the caves or the mountains. It's maybe the place of the jinn. Read Ayat Kursi every time. Every time you feel that you want to sleep, or you feel that something in the house makes you scared. Do not feel scared. You are strong with Allah subhanahu. Allah with you. Follow the way of Allah. Nothing will harm you. Adhkar as-sabah wal-masa. The dhikr of morning and the dhikr of evening. Read them every day, every night. They will protect you, inshallah. If you want to take your clouds away, say Bismillah, because the jinn, there are some kinds of jinn, they harm the girl or the man, especially the girls. They like the girls if they are beautiful, except for maybe for the jinn female too, when they like the man, because he takes his clouds without saying Bismillah, they may be harmed. If you want to take your clouds, your garments, anything, and even if in your room, say Bismillah, 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 put it on, Bismillah, take them away or off, Bismillah. Do not forget that Bismillah takes the harm of jinn from you. Prophet ﷺ used to say, there is a dua, special dua, to protect yourself from the jinn and from the ayn, from the evil eye. Prophet ﷺ used to say to Hassan and Hussein when they were babies, أُعِيذُكُمَا بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّةِ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْطَانٍ وَهَامَّةِ وَمِنْ كُلِّ عَيْنِ اللَّامَّةِ. You say to yourself, أَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّةِ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْطَانٍ وَهَامَّةٍ وَمِنْ كُلِّ عَيْنٍ لَامَّةٍ. I seek refuge, O Allah. I seek refuge of you from every, with your perfect words, from every evil eye, and from every Satan and jinn. For the small babies, say to them, أُعِيذُكَ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّةِ مِنْ كُلِّ الشَّيْطَانِ وَهَامَّةِ وَمْ كُلِّ عَيْنِ اللَّامَةِ. Learn it, teach it to the mother, because the mother always with the kids. If you are running, kids, please, if you are running, and you are jumping on things, on caves or away, say Bismillah and jump. Do not jump like that, because maybe there is a jinn sleeping under that something, and when you jump on him right away. Then of course right away you'll get it. You'll get the harm. That's for sure, 100%. Bismillah, jump. Sometimes when there is water in the corner, there is snow, and you want to jump, say Bismillah. If there is a jinn in that corner, you will be away. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن هذه الحشوش محتضرة means those places are full of jinn means the jinn comes to us. What's those places? The bathrooms, dumpsters where there is a trash, the place or the houses where there is nobody lives in, some caves on the mountains. Do not think that you live just yourself in this world. There are so many creations, they live with us. We don't see them, they see us. A lady came to the Prophet ﷺ. Her son had a jinn inside. Prophet ﷺ did, split in his mouth and said, "Ukhruj ya shaytan, fa'in inni rasulullah." Prophet ﷺ said, split in the mouth of that child and he said, "Oh shaitan, get out, I'm the messenger of Allah." Right away. Bi-idhnillah. There are two kinds of jinn. I mean two kinds of the harm of jinn. Sara. There is sara al-jinn al-khabith. How? How gonna do that sara? Or that harm? Sometimes they start feel scared at home, or you hear something, some noise at home, and you know that there's no one there. I know the, one of the brothers, he was with us and he left. He was living with his roommates in a house in Waltham here. But at night, middle of the night, they start hearing like somebody's running and some noise, and switch on the lights off and on. Subhanallah. But subhanallah, they like brought like this one has ayat kursi. They put it down and said, "Alhamdulillah, it helped us a little." They were away from us. But it should read it. Read, because you are human being, you are in the case the shaitan cannot die, the plot of the shaitan is weak. But for the believers are strong because they are following the way of Allah. Okay. Sometimes you feel that some things in the house is moving. Some noises. Some people are talking. Me, to be honest with you, I was living with some people in Morocco. I was sleeping in a room myself, and other rooms are filled by other parts of family. In the middle of the night, maybe around 2 o'clock, I heard like I hear you now talking. I heard like a camel is walking. Camel, you know camel? Because they have their feet is like the camels, the feet of the camels. And I hear like a small kid taking a book. When you give a book to a small kid and he starts playing like with the pages, like the ones. Same as I hear. I got scared. Subhanallah, they live with us. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm trying to teach you. At least when you know, you'll be aware. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Asnaf al-jinn, the types of jinn. The people of the knowledge, they divide the types of jinn to three. First type is al-jinn al-afarit. We say ifrit. Those people are, those jinn are the strongest, are very strong kind of jinn. And subhanAllah, and Prophet Allah subhanahu mentioned in the Quran, Surah An-Naml, the ifrits. That's when Sulaiman, the Prophet Solomon, asks who is gonna bring the throne of Balqis from Yemen to Palestine. The ifrit of the jinn said, "I'll do it." before you get up from your chair, maybe in 3 or 4 hours. And I'm strong to do that. Hey, Fritz is strong. He knows that from country to country, he's gonna bring the throne. Almost the time. This is the first type of jinn al-afaris. The second, al-khubbal, wahum sufaha al-jinn al-ladhina yu'udhun abna adam bit-talabbus wa-sara'. Kind of jinn, they are khubbal, like they are fool. They harm the human being, they live inside of them, they harm them, and they scare them. Third types is al-ghilan, means ghoul, like we say ghost, right? Ghost. They are the third types of jinn. Those qil saharat al-jinn, hum saharat al-jinn, al-ghilan, jam ghoul. Saharat al-jinn, ladina tashakkaruna, wa yadharuna linnas, wa haula yafza'una inda dhikrillah. Those people you see them, those jinn you see them like in the form of cats, or dogs, or snakes, or human beings sometimes. They are al-ghilan, they are the ghosts. I saw some videos in YouTube, subhanAllah, I don't know if they are real or not. See, like, man is walking, and you see that there is a pillar, electric pillar in front of him. He passed down it. He's not a human being. The human being will go away from it, but he passed down it, like such as nothing happened, and he keeps going. Okay. But these kinds of ghosts, they get scared right away when you read the Quran. When you make dhikr of Allah subhanahu. Prophet said, إِذَا تَغَوَّلَتِ الْغِيلَانِ. I don't know why they don't bring water for me, because I'm local or what. If somebody's away, they bring water, they take care of him. إِذَا تَغَوَّلَتِ الْغِيلَانِ. فانا لا اله الا الله جزاك الله خير والله استاذ مسد اذا تغولت الغيلان فنادوا بالاذان وانا فيل ذات ذير ار جوست ميك اذان الله اكبر الله اكبر even at your home because the shaitan and the jinn they get scared from the اذان they run away. Don't us forget that the jinn, the satans, are weak. You are stronger with Allah if you make dhikr. Allah subhanahu says, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. The Satan has no power over those they believe and they count on Allah. You are responsible for the jinn, for the harm of the jinn to you or to your family. How? First, take all the pictures like for human being. You have pictures at home, you hang them, take them away. Do not turn the music at home. Do not smoke at home, because the satans, the jinn, they love the bad smell. If you have statues, pictures for horses, this and this, that are made like statues, take them away from your house. You give like you give chance for them to come. And of course, when they come, they love the bad smell. They love the pictures to they live on them. That's why you see, when you see some people, they have problems at home, there's no malaika. The malaika are not there. Just the jinn. They're just the satans. That's why problems every time. Problems, sickness, no peace.
So our homes are full of shaitan?
Yes. Believe me, if there is no angel, the shaitan is there. The malaika run away from the bad smell. If the malaika are harmed by the garlic and the onion while you are praying in the masjid, that Prophet said, if you eat garlic, be away from our masjid. If you eat, it's just garlic and onion that are halal. What about something is like haram, smoking some kinds of hashish or shisha or cigarettes? They are not halal and they have bad smell, and you smoke at home and you give chance, like you call the shaitan to come, and malaika you will run away because they don't love the bad smell. I'm saying you blame just yourself, you do so. First, take the pictures, because by the way, the pictures are there, the malaika will not enter to your house. That's fine, pictures of your marriage, picture of your graduation, put them in album, put it down in the shelf. That doesn't make sense to put it there, in the wall. Now, how are we gonna protect yourself if you see that you are like touched by the jinn? Every time read Ayat Kursi. Something harm you, put your hand, make wudu, put your hand on it, say, As'alullah al-Azim, Rabbal Arsh al-Azim, and yashfini. You don't have to wait for any shaykh to come to read the dua for you. You read this for yourself. As'alullah al-Azim, Rabbal Arsh al-Azim, yashfini. Oh Allah, I ask you to heal me. اللهم رب الناس أذهب الباس واشفي أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق I take the water, I read the Quran on it. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم قل والله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل أعوذ برب الفلق قل أعوذ برب الناس and you drink Bismillah, that's the healing. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ Quran is a shifa, is a healing and a mercy for the believers. Brothers, I wish everything is clear. Alhamdulillah, I mentioned who are the jinn. I mentioned where they live. I mentioned their types. I mentioned that they eat and they have birds, they have children, and they die. They live and they die. To prove, Allah SWT says, "Kullu shayin halikun illa wajha." Subhanah. Kullu man alayha fan. No one will live in this earth forever, except Allah Subhanah. And Prophet said, used to say, "Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'izzatika." لا إله إلا أنت أن تضلني أنت الحي الذي لا يموت والجن والإنس يموتون و الله I ask you your glory. There is no God but you to misguide me. You are the life, you are the one that never dies, and the jinn and the ins did die. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us benefits this topic. Ask Allah subhanahu to protect us, protect our children, protect our family, protect all the Muslims and the believers from the harm of the shaitan, from the harm of all kinds of jinn. قول قول هذا واستغفر الله لكم واستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم صلى الله عليه وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Brothers, if we have two questions, the topic is very...
You ask yours, I'll be the second question.
Sisters, do you have any question?
No.
Okay, share it. Jazakallah khair. Mine is just clarification. Okay, sisters, could you listen? If you don't have a question, so that you will get to know more. Mine is maybe a clarification. You say the Prophet assured us in a hadith that we live with our brothers. He called the jinn our brothers. And here much of the time you are connecting shaitan and the jinn. So is shaitan also part of our brothers?
Surah Jinn, Allah has mentioned that وَأَنَّا مِنَّا الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنَّا دُونَ ذَلِكَ. From the jinn, there are the Muslim jinn, and there are the non-Muslim jinn, the kuffar. The shaitan cannot be our, because the jinn, the shaitan is types of jinn. Shaitan is from the jinn. It was made of fire. And there are jinn. Like, for example, in the jinn, there are so many types. There are the shaitan, there are the ifrits, there are the ghilad, there are the khubbal. But the believers, there are, subhanAllah, there is a story I did not mention is Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, the fifth Khalifa. He was walking, he found the snake dead. He found the snake dead and he took it. SubhanAllah, see the pious. See, mashallah, the pious. Even it's snake. He took it and he buried it. Then he heard a voice. Rahmatullah alayka ya Suraq. Oh, Suraq. Oh, Suraq, may Allah have mercy on you. Then Umar said, who's that? Who's talking? He said, I'm of the jinn. I'm one of the jinn. And this snake, he's a jinn. His name was Suraq. And there is no one left from the time of the Prophet except me and Suraq. Suraq left, died now. They live, by the way, the jinn, they live long time. Some of them, they live 300 years, 1,000 years, 5,000 years. That's subhanAllah, the hikmah of Allah subhanAllah. And he said to him, I heard Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one that he was talking with Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. He said, I heard Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Suraq, you will die in certain place of the earth, and one of the pious of my ummah will bury you. Then Umar starts crying. He said, really, really, you heard about us? He said, yes, and starts crying. By the way, the jinn, they live for a long time, and they have big number than we have. But please, brothers, there are, alhamdulillah, there are some, they live like Sha'bi, one of the pious, he said, that used to eat rice sometimes, and a jinn, he was his friend, imagine, used to invite him. He said, I don't see him, but like he sees something entering into the wall and coming out from the wall. I don't see him eating with me, but I see the food, the plate going up. Some jinn, they live with us. That's why if you want to eat the bones, when you eat the meat, say to the bone, Bismillah, and put it. They come down. There is some people, they said, subhanAllah, they eat as you eat. You say, Bismillah, the Muslim jinn, they eat with you. The non-Muslims, they don't eat with you because they don't like food, mention the name of Allah mentioned on it. And the Satan, they don't eat with you. And he doesn't enter your house if you say Bismillah. Okay, sorry for the very important points. If you want to enter your house, say Bismillah. Enter with the right foot, say Bismillah. Even there is no one, say Bismillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. There are jinn, pious. Jinn there, if you are pious. If you keep in your house without pictures, without bad things in your house. Eating, Bismillah. Sleeping, Bismillah. Taking your clothes off, Bismillah. All the time, Bismillah, Bismillah. You will be protected. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of you, inshallah, and all of us. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, barakallahu alayhi wa sallam.
He had one question. But I wanted to share with the brothers here one thing. Maybe you might give more light. I'm sorry, brothers. In Africa, where I come from, most of the Muslim institutions, especially schools, which teach Quran,
no.
So they have this problem. And sometimes it goes too deep that they could even close, children run away. Because sometimes children are in class and they see a group of people coming, wearing white clothes, maybe playing this, we call it what?
Doof.
Yeah. do food. Then they say, well, but you look outside, you don't see. But some kids say, oh, we are seeing this. It happens a lot.
Yeah.
And sometimes it becomes a big problem. Sometimes the kids can run away, even the school become empty. Because it comes all the time. So I don't know what that implies. Does it imply to good gene? Does it? But it's a very big problem, common in most Islamic institutions where they teach Quran. So they always wake up in the morning.
There are, subhanAllah, there are some kind of jinn that are strong. As we said, the married, the ifrit, strong. Even sometimes strong sheikh, he cannot defeat him. He needs strong sheikhs. Read every time. SubhanAllah, if you go to YouTube, by the way, go to YouTube. There are so many people, they were like harmed by the jinn. And some sheikhs, mashallah, they took them away by reading the Quran. Just the Quran. See, watch them and you see. But do not watch them at night, please. Do not watch them at night. Okay? Just during the day. You are right. I heard so many stories about this, and as I said, please protect yourself, guys. Protect yourself. Before you sleep, make wudu. Read ayat kursi. And then sleep. At least ayat kursi is very important. Before entering to the bathroom, it's very important. But subhanAllah, some people they start talking in the bathroom. Okay, this is a true story. By the way, listen, for the example, friend of mine. He said his friend, one day, one night, he was around 2 o'clock a.m. taking a shower and singing. And he did not hear anything right away. You know what that means? Into the bathroom and singing. You are harming them. It's the house of the jinn. You are harming them. They are sleeping. They are eating. They are having what they are having. And you are harming them. They're going to harm you right away. Right away he got harmed by the jinn. Enter to the bathroom without dhikr. And talking in the bathroom and singing. Not just talking. Singing. Dun, 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 dun. Of course. Somebody is sleeping. Right away you get it. Okay. You are looking for us. SubhanAllah. Please, brothers, it's very important, especially for the kids. That's why I used to teach you a lot. And every time I repeat, before you enter the bathroom, say Bismillah. Before, do not say anything inside of the bathroom. Bismillah, Allahumma. Inni a'udhu bika min al-khubthi wal-khaba'ith. Oh Allah, protects me from the jinn, male and female. It's very important. It's very important. And by the way, when you take your clothes in the bathroom or even in your room and you say Bismillah, they don't see you. If you don't say Bismillah, they see you and they may harm you. Ask Allah subhanahu to protect us. Yes, brother, yes.
Is there a reason why the jinn lives in bad places?
They love the bad places. The jinn.
They don't have a reason, right?
The jinn, by the way, okay.
Yeah.
Because the Satan is the enemy. There is the malaika and there are the Satan. The malaika, mashallah, purified and they love just the good smells, good places. But the jinn, they love those bad places. They are enemy. For example, if you are enemy to someone, you cannot go where he goes. You have to be on the opposite. I'm against you. You are taking the Quran, I'm taking something else. Against you. But subhanAllah, I did not see anything. But they love the place. They love those places. Because the food of them, because they love to eat, especially the Satan. He eats with the left. He's just at bad places. Lives in the bad place and bad food. That's why if you're a slaughter, say Bismillah. Everything to Allah. If you don't do that, everything is halal for shaitan. Yes.
If you use left or right,
If you eat with the left or drink with the left, the shaitan will eat you, eat with you.
Well, I mean writing. Or
like it's better to learn to use the right, because sometimes you're gonna start eating with the left. And the shaitan will share with you. Yes, brother.
Among the jinn, there are the Muslim, which are our brothers, and there's the bad jinn. So is it just the bad jinn who live in the bathrooms and the dirty places? Where do the good jinn live?
SubhanAllah, the good jinns, I doubt that they... Wallahu alam. Like one of the sheikhs, he used to give talk, strong talk. Then subhanAllah, they saw like the bulb and the fan was moving. People got scared. They said, subhanAllah, your brothers from the jinn. He said, your brothers from the jinn. Means they were focusing and they loved to talk. And subhanAllah, for this, I doubt that the Muslim jinn, they live in the bathroom. Just the bad jinn. Because the Muslim jinn, mashallah, you find them in the mosque. You find them in the house. Good. If the house is the Quran is recited. And Allah knows. Alhamdulillah, I made some little research, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the knowledge. Yes.
Someone has a question.
Yes.
Assalamu
alaikum. Alaikum assalam.
How do you know if a genie is within you? Like, do you feel different?
Yeah, good question. You see bad dreams at night.
Yeah.
At night you see, like, all the time you see like black dogs are attacking you. You see snakes. You don't love to hear the Quran. You don't love to make salat. You feel yourself that you are. It's very tired. Even sleeping, you cannot wake up. It's like something is heavy on you. Yes, this is one of. Salla ala Rasulullah. Salla ala Rasulullah. Salla ala Rasulullah. And you feel that you are instead of doing, and you forget, by the way, there is one of the, you forget a lot. This is, I heard from, yeah, you forget a lot and you feel that something is heavy on you. You don't love Salat, you don't love the Quran, you don't love to listen to the Quran. Read the Quran yourself. By the way, this is, say all the time, read all the time, Ayat Kursi. Ayat Kursi on yourself, and before you sleep, make dhikr, read the Quran, make salat on time. You'll be protected, by the way. By being away from this, blame just yourself.
Yeah.
That's all, yeah.